We reached two broad conclusions. One was a political will to see an agreement that emanates from Copenhagen. And secondly, it talks about financing for the more vulnerable states, which is basically our main concern, which is that the most vulnerable states should have access to the funding and technology necessary to reduce their carbon footprint and to make their countries carbon neutral.
That was the concern for African countries going in.
Well, it was raised, and if you read the communique on climate change, it says, we welcome the initiative to establish, as part of a comprehensive agreement, a Copenhagen launch fund starting in 2010 and building to a level of resources of $10 billion annually by 2012. Fast start funding for adaptation should be focused on the most vulnerable countries.
So this should be good news for Africa going into next month's Copenhagen conference on climate change then.
I think it's very good news going into Copenhagen. I think it marks a change in the perceptions of what Copenhagen is going to be about. The fact that you now have, about 90 leaders who are planning to be in Copenhagen, and we expect more will sign on as the days go by. I think that's a very encouraging news.
The Commonwealth leaders also agreed to admit Rwanda.
Well, the Rwandans indicated their desire to join the Commonwealth. Their application was analyzed. Teams were sent out to analyze the situation in Rwanda. Then the Rwandan government was invited to formally apply. And yesterday in the retreat, the leaders decided to invite Rwanda to become a member of the Commonwealth.
I thought Rwanda was a former French colony. How did they qualify to be a member of the Commonwealth?
Yes, and Mozambique was a former Portuguese colony, but it joined in 1995, I believe. They made the application, and the leaders decided to admit Rwanda. It's a decision that leaders take.
So you don't have to necessarily be a former British colony to be a member of the Commonwealth?
Well, normally there should be some kind of constitutional or special ties. And, of course, Rwanda is a member of the East African Community, and the other members of the East African Community, which are Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya, are all members of the Commonwealth.
I'm reading something about the possibility of Uganda being suspended. Could you explain this?
Well, there's a bill before Parliament. We have made our concerns known to the Ugandan government. Homosexuality is a question on which there is no Commonwealth consensus, but any kind of discrimination and persecution goes against Commonwealth values.
So what was the final conclusion?
Well, if you take a look at the final statement, it says that the Commonwealth Ministerial Action Group, which is the ministers who look at the enforcement of Commonwealth values, will be exploring ways to expand their mandate to enhance the protection of those Commonwealth values.
So this applies to the Uganda anti-homosexual bill then?
Well, it applies to all member states. All member states are expected to act in a way that is in keeping with international humanitarian law. Obviously, the question of homosexuality is a very complex question. A number of Commonwealth member countries have criminality associated with it, but we as a Commonwealth believe that all forms of persecution are wrong and go against Commonwealth values.